Harvest of winter wheat across South Dakota is in full swing, and generally, yields are strong. In the Kimball area, Gavilon grain manager Todd Yaton provides a yield report.
I've heard anywhere from some 50 bushel where the stuff's down pretty bad up to just about an ideal situation where a guy did some test fertility in that, and I heard it was about 115, 120 on a field.
This variability extends across the region, as Country Pride Co-op sales agronomist Bob Vanning near Winter reports winter wheat yields ranging from 50 bushels to 90 bushels an acre. Protein levels, too, are up and down, with Yaton reporting an average at Gavilon of about 12%, while in the Winter area, protein has been lower, depending on management.
Protein varies, too. Some of it has been quite low, kind of hanging around that 10% or a little better range. If we get really good yields, then you really got to match that with managing nitrogen in order to keep the protein up there, because otherwise it just gets diluted in more bushels and ends up with low protein.
To the north, Midwest Cooperative's Jeremy Frost of Oneida reports winter wheat yields ranging from 40 to 80 bushels an acre with variable protein. Spring wheat harvest is also beginning in his region, with yields softer than with winter wheat.
Protein higher than last year for a couple of the farmers, haven't seen a lot. Yields a little on the poor side from a couple that we've seen, but that was some early stuff too. So,
Fanning states many farmers had to deal with lodged wheat, where parts to even all of the field were down. He says lodging is a condition of variety, as well as an imbalance in fertility. Moisture levels have been dry, and very little scab or ergot has been detected. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.